Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. I wish you could see how pretty it is here. We're at Dynamic Floral with Carla Folley. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you.
This is so beautiful here. We're here in the south side of Syracuse. Carla, tell us your story. How did you get into this business? What's your background?
Well, I moved to Indiana when I was 19 after a really dramatic salvation experience. And I wanted to start my life over again. And I came to this area, which is so homey and welcoming, and the people are just so wonderful, and it was a wonderful place to raise my children and my family. And I've been in Syracuse for about 40 years, and I've been married to my husband, Steve, for 43, and he's a builder in this area, and my three sons work for him. And when my daughter became old enough to start her own business, she wanted to do landscaping, and that developed into Dynamic Landscaping, and then she asked me to help her. So at 55, I started my career, and we work together so nicely, and we have such great help, and I feel like I'm a mom to some of these girls here and some of the boys and that work for us. We have mowing crews, and we have floral girls. We have watering girls. We have just every type of thing that you can offer for your home, or I'm in charge of the fresh floral, and so we do a lot of funerals, and we do weddings, and we just do birthday, and we do deliveries to the whole region. And so it's been really fun to get involved in all of that after being a housewife. So
well, speaking of birthday arrangements, today's your birthday.
Yes.
Well, happy birthday,
Thank
Carla.
Thank you. Thank you.
So when did Dynamic Floral start then?
That was about 3 years ago when we saw that we were growing. Mm-hmm. And we thought, let's divide off a little, because my daughter saw that I really didn't like to get dirty and that I don't like to carry 50 pounds around. And so and there was a need for it, too. There was people wanting to have something delivered to their home. And we had a lot of clients that would like something on their table every week. And so it just developed that way. Mm-hmm. And then I got involved with some girls that were very talented. And so it just developed into something that we're really proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I see a number of different greenhouses here. I see a number of different plants. Well, I've got a brown thumb. Can you tell me kind of some of the items that you sell here?
Yes. We do all the outside annuals. And then we carry, like for the housewife that wants to pick up baskets, hanging baskets, plants for their window boxes. And then we also offer that service to do it for them.
Oh, nice.
And then, yes. And then we do perennials. But a lot of times we bring in the perennials, and then my daughter will take the crews and install those into people's homes. So we're somewhat limited on perennials because, as you can see, we're kind of a smaller space, and we fit a lot in this space. Uh-huh. So,
yeah. Well, speaking of space, where can people find you?
Okay. It's the actual address is 1426 South Huntington, but if you're in Syracuse, we're kitty corner across the street from Ace Hardware, and that's the best point of being able to find us.
Sure, right on the curve here. Well, and do you have social media? Do you have a social media site? Do you have Facebook? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, and we have a website, dynamicfloral.com. And people can order through that. And if you keep on Facebook, you can be current as to what our sales are. We may have a special that's affordable for the everyday housewife that wants something for a kitchen table.
That's great.
So, yes.
Well, thank you, Carla. And you also said that you're in need of some delivery drivers. Is that right?
Yes. We're always in need of an extra hand, and we do need delivery drivers right now.
Okay. So if you need some extra work, get a hold of Carla at mm-hmm. Dynamic Floral. Thank you for being with us here today, Carla.
Yes. Thank you.
It's beautiful here.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today we're with Kelly Monger from K County Events. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
I love what you're doing with K County Events. It's so awesome to have just the whole community calendar in one place. Thank you for so much for doing that.
Absolutely.
Now, just if people haven't heard of K County Events yet, could you please remind us what kcountyevents.com is?
Yes. We are a community website that services all of Kosciuszko County, and we focus on aggregating all the community-focused events in one spot so you can quickly and easily find something to do on any given day.
That's fantastic. Now, that's been going for how long has that been going on for?
We had a really soft launch in September 2022, and this year in 2023 is when we've really started to promote it and make great strides.
Yes, well, I know your site's exploding. That's great. And you have something new. Tell us about the new restaurant specials calendar you have on your site.
We're really excited about this. So when the pandemic shut down everything and you guys started the To Go Kosciuszko Facebook group, you've had such a great response. But I also see when I scroll through there, people are having a little trouble finding some of the information they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And to save them time, for the same reason we did our first calendar, we started our restaurant specials calendar. And what that means is you have a calendar format that then highlights restaurants that have a deal on any given day. So if you want to check out a new restaurant and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like the food. I want to go on a day where maybe they have a deal or a coupon that's valid. You can hop on the site and you can see that. You can see 10 to 20 different restaurants that have a daily special. Okay. And you can pick where you want to go based off that.
Okay. So these restaurants, it won't be there. The special they come up with maybe at 11 o'clock that afternoon. Oh, what are we going to have for lunch today?
Yeah, probably not those.
Good, good. So you can say, okay, gosh, on Tuesday they have, I know some places have bluegill.
Well, yes.
So I can say, okay, on Tuesdays they have bluegill. I'm going to go there for their bluegill special.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So, Kelly, with so much going on, could you tell us some of the specific things that are going on this summer?
Yes. Things that are summer specific that we're so excited to have on there are the free movies that both North Point in Warsaw and Pickwick Theater in Syracuse put on.
Oh, wow.
Those are free kids movies where you can go as a whole family and enjoy a show in the summer. The Lake City Skiers and the Ski Bees always do shows, so you'll easily find their dates and times on the calendar. There's Third Fridays happening in Warsaw. There's summer reading programs. Obviously, you want to read books and do that at the library, but almost every library offers additional programming where they bring in maybe a balloon artist or a zoo or a puppet show. So all those types of events you'll be able to see on there, along with so much more. The summer concert series, those are included.
There's some big names coming up this summer.
There are, yeah. So rather than trying to keep track of it all on a paper calendar or all those different flyers, we've got it right in one space for you. I can tell you right now we've got 30 to 60 events every day, and I imagine that's going to go up as those remaining summer events are released.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you can't find something to do in Kosciuszko County, you're not trying very hard.
I agree.
Also, you just posted your first blog entry. Tell us about your blog.
So summer is coming. It is happening, and everyone is trying to plan how they're going to spend their time. So our very first blog post highlights the almost 40 organizations within Kosciuszko County that offer programming for kids. So whether your kids are off for the summer, you have grandkids coming into town or family coming into town, this blog post has everything aggregated in one spot where you can figure out what you'd like to do. If you want a traditional camp option like Camp Mac or Camp Crosley, those are listed. If you want to do something like karate or soccer or basketball or tennis or any sort of sport, we've got the links to the places hosting those. We have music camps, science camps. Grace and the Warsaw Tigers also host their own camps, both academic and sports. So all of those are listed in one spot, and you can just click on whatever looks interesting.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. Well, I want to do some of those things. Those things sound fun.
Yes.
Now, why else should people be visiting your site this summer?
Well, we just talked about how many things are going on, and it can be really hard to keep track of that. Mm-hmm. So by going to our website, you can easily see on any given day what's happening, where it's happening, and you can plan out where you want to spend your time. Do you want to spend your whole day in Winona Lake? Figure out what's going on there, and you have maybe something at 9 and at 11 and at 1, and you know exactly what to do. If you want to go to Syracuse, you can figure out which days in Syracuse there's a lot happening, so you can make it a whole day trip.
Yeah.
We're just making it really easy to find fun things to do in the summer.
Well, speaking of easy to find, how do people find your calendar?
You go to kcountyevents.com. It's mobile friendly and great for the desktop. And that first homepage, if you scroll down, it's got the calendar. So it's just right there in front.
That's great. Now, what if I wanted to get something on your calendar?
Yes, we've been doing several different things, but the easiest way is to email us. You can email us at kcountyevents@gmail.com, and we will absolutely get it on the calendar for you.
Kelly, thank you for joining us today, and I can't thank you enough for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce and for putting this awesome community calendar together.
We're so excited. Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.